The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Now this man here is going to take me by the hand. And he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz. In the right tempo, fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles on the radio.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
You know, I could hear Count Basie. I don't know, because I've been listening to it for years. When I hear Count Basie play the piano, I could hear. Yeah, Frank, can you do that? Is that me? I could hear the notes. I could hear that. And I always said,
you have a special musical ear.
I don't know, because I said to really astute musicians, you know, like John Cleani and Tony DeSere, I go, why can I hear Count Basie? When Count Basie hit that note, and you know, I know you're listening, and if you listen, you're a jazz fan, and you appreciate the fine, great standard music of certainly Frank Sinatra and William Basie from Red Bank, New Jersey. He could hit the piano. Dang, if I didn't know that's Count Basie right there, you know? Just like I could tell when John Cleani, the great jazz pianist, we go out with all the time, plays. I can just hear it. You know, they have Tony DeSere, they have a certain touch on the piano.
Well, I mean, you have a certain, I don't want to call you a musical genius because that would sound patronizing, but you have a certain way of seeing music.
I'm a stable musical genius.
Yeah. No, but seriously, you have a certain way of seeing music that normal
Eminem.
People don't.
I mean,
come on. What was that?
You know Eminem.
I said Eminem. Oh, listen, you know what my Eminem is? The Eminem bar at the New Jersey Devils game I was so impressed with. That's the Eminem I know with my 9-year-old. That's Eminem. That's Eminem to me. The little Eminem thing.
Plain peanuts. They had all this caramel, hazelnut.
They had the whole thing. Because right. Eminem.
You mean the singer, musician, the rapper.
So, and yeah. Eminem, by the way, we have our differences perhaps politically, but with Jay-Z as a poet, and I don't like the language, but a brilliant poet, Eminem as well. What was he doing at the Oscars? He won an Academy Award 17 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should step
ago.
In there. Maybe
well,
I should go in and host it.
So 17 years ago, normally what they do is what they did most of the night last night, which is they have all the nominees in the Best Original Song category perform each of their songs. And they did that. They had Randy Newman perform the songs from Toy Story 4.
Why did I miss Randy Newman?
Yeah, I was going to bed when I was
Cynthia Erivo.
Randy Newman. Oh, talk about geniuses.
And to be honest,
wow.
I didn't think any of the performances were that great, with the exception of Randy Newman, Cynthia Erivo, and Elton John. Those three were good.
Yeah, yeah.
But compared to what we've seen in this category in previous years,
good point.
I thought it was
good
very
point.
Lacking.
Good point. Yeah, you want to hear Gaga, Celine Dion, Streisand.
That has a crossover appeal that also became a hit song, like the Gaga song.
It's about the movies. It's not about the music.
Well, music is an important part of it.
I know, but that's the Grammys. There's more performances on the Academy Awards for music than there is at the actual Grammys.
As I was saying before I was good to load. So
where's your jingle?
No, they play. So they had those five performances, but then they also, without any explanation, without any introduction, out of nowhere,
get off my program.
Yeah, all right. Thank anyway.
You, they had Eminem come in. They really didn't explain why they were doing it. It wasn't the 20th anniversary of that song. It wasn't the 20th anniversary of him.
Yeah, good.
It was him picking up the award that he won.
New Eminem's coming out.
Well, no, there isn't.
That could have been like. That could have been like a what a marketing ploy. No, there's a brand new caramel M&M. No,
he is doing. I think he did it because he has a new album out that nobody seems interested in. They only seem interested in his old music. But when he was nominated and won actually for this song 17 years ago for 8 Mile, he didn't even show up. He didn't perform the song. He had every opportunity to perform it 17 years ago. Now that he wants people
to show up,
no, he didn't. He didn't.
Maybe he was busy.
Help me out now. I got to tell you, I'm going to say this. We're jumping on a bunch of TV shows. Proud to be with Sandra Smith later and Ed Henry in America's Newsroom. And then Neil Cavuto. Neil Cavuto and I have some fun on Fox Business at 12:45. And then Laura Ingraham tonight, on the Ingraham angle tonight. So but what I want to talk about is I have, and I want to have this caveat before I even start to talk about it, because people will criticize the Academy Awards. The film industry works harder than I've never seen harder workers than the film industry. And because I go, when I first went to L.A., the first thing, this is L.A., this is going to go out. And I went out to shoot Johnny Dangerously. And I remember the machine that it was, where you had the driver would pick you up. That driver had to get up 2 hours earlier than you, he's picking you up. Something simple as that. Then you get on the writers, the props, the meticulous, and then they're 16-hour days, man. You know what I'm saying? In the film industry, they work hard out there. And to put on a production like they did last night was great. By the way, where who was making the speech? When the South Koreans won, you know that.
Yeah,
how great was that?
I love the picture. You saw the film?
No, I have to see it.
I loved it. I was so pleased to see it.
I have Parasite. I've got to see. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to see. I haven't seen something
so good.
And I got to see Marriage Story. I mean,
that was good. I think you'd appreciate it because you've seen firsthand a lot of the characters that are played in this movie.
Yeah.
And
is there alimony involved?
there might be.
Judges and alimony involved?
But that movie is good. It's really worth seeing for the acting performances. Lauren Dern, who won last night, she's terrific. So is Adam Driver, Scarlett Johansson as well. But Alan Alda is terrific in a supporting role
in that film. He's always great.
Ray Liotta. Yeah. But Parasite is so creative and so unlike almost any movie I've ever seen that I was glad to see that they honored that film. It's the first time a foreign language film has ever won Best Picture.
I just like
and
that.
There's been some great foreign language Best Picture nominees.
And the way the gentleman, I should know these folks and I do not, but he spoke in Korean, and then they were translated, and then he said in English, he goes, "This is so great for the South Koreans," and that was just a beautiful moment. It really was great.
And then he said he's going to go and drink until tomorrow. Which I thought was very funny.
But the opening number, I didn't understand. The girl was so great, and look at me, I don't know who these people are. The gal, the original
was it Janelle Monáe?
Yeah, that's who it was. She was phenomenal.
I'll tell you what, a performer. Oh my gosh, she was great. But it was like into the crowd and the dancing. It was exciting. And then
Billy Teller went from his dress outside to his Liberace outfit inside.
So I just want to tell you, it's great, but it's not what I would tune into. You know what I mean?
I thought it was a very good opening number.
Was second to none. Yeah. It's like when I watched J-Lo at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
She was great. It's more like, oh my gosh, she's 50 and look what she's doing. I didn't like Shakira, like, you know, the things.
Oh, I loved Shakira. Yeah, she was great.
I know, but you know, I got little kids for crying out loud. What are they doing?
So the NFL markets football as a family event.
I mean, I'm talking about the Academy Awards the same way. They put these folks on stage. God bless them. I could never keep up with them. The show that I do, I couldn't keep. They're fantastic in that regard, but it's just I don't understand the guy with the dress. I guess it was
his thing.
I missed that. I was driving to an Oscar party and I got there a little late and I missed the first few minutes.
Very funny, by the way.
But
the pre-show stuff.
I mean, it was like 4 hours, like the Super Bowl. It's like 27 hours.
Yeah,
they're interviewing people.
Well, big shout out to Ben Lyons, the co-host of the ABC telecast yesterday. The son of our own Jeffrey Lyons did a great job
on the radio. Was it?
No, on television.
No, that's great, man.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah,
but a lot of these questions, like Tamron Hall was interviewing Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, and you could tell clearly both of them did not want to be
there. She was great.
I mean, the two of them, they were kind of off mic a little bit. Pacino was great, though, describing what it's like
to work with
Martin Scorsese. I thought that was cool.
With Robert De Niro, if you remember Robert De Niro on the David Letterman show, you know, he just doesn't like doing interviews. Plus, he had a mic. They put the mic in De Niro's hand. They put the mic in his hand. What did they give him?
And they're like this.
They should move.
I can't hear you.
He moves. move the way.
Get off my lawn.
But I mean, Pacino was gracious and warm.
Yeah.
And the gal's interview, what was her
Tamron
name?
Tamron Hall.
She was spectacular because she knew the Irishman. She knew the business. I thought she, in my opinion, smoked everybody.
I like how Pacino did open up talking about Scorsese, though, and how, you know, he lets you perform on your own, and there's not a lot of rehearsal, and you just have to
I've never seen Al so friendly like that. Al, like my friend Pacino.
Yeah. You and him are tight, huh?
Ryan Seacrest, is that who did the whole thing? Great. I think he's great.
Yeah,
I know. You don't like. What do you like? He was great.
He's the ruination of radio.
He was great. No, he was great. He held it all together.
He talked about with Kelly Ripa when I was taking my wife to get a shot. He talked about how he puts a strip of bacon in the frying pan on the weekend and stares at it and watches it sizzle, reminding me of you with an ice cream sundae on a flight across the country.
See, that's why Joe liked him. That's
eat the
Joe
bacon. What are you wasting?
He had 7 hours to kill. What was he going to talk about? What was he going to talk about?
How about he put a piece of bacon in the pan and don't eat it?
I want to go to the phone calls too. About Frankie, also, Brad Pitt was, to me, if you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's film, and have you seen it yet?
I did. Yeah, I've seen everything.
Yeah. Okay. So this was film aside.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen everything that's nominated this year.
How did you? The attention deficit of this guy is worse than me. He will take it out. Brad Pitt was like monumental, his performance, because it was very much like old world Hollywood. He gets up and I'm saying, yes, Brad Pitt won. This is great. Look at it. After all he went through in the divorce, he seems like a good guy. And look, he won. They started out the night with the best supporting actor. He deserved it. He was brilliant in this. And I think DiCaprio should have won as well. But aside from that, the Brad Pitt goes on. Then he does a John Bolton joke. He does a John Bolton joke. He's got to go to John Bolton. He's got to say, what was the line he said?
He said, they told me I have 45 seconds, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton last week.
But how ignorant a comment is that? Like, you know what killed me? The House had every witness. They wouldn't allow the president's counsel to talk with anybody. They did it in the bowels of the Capitol. They could have subpoenaed everybody. They did not. John Bolton was going to, wow, that would have turned things around. Right there. They should just zip it up, well, say thank you.
You know, I thought it was one of the more remarkable acceptance speeches in that vein was the filmmakers that won for An American Factory, which I absolutely loved. I think it's a phenomenal documentary that every American should see. But she goes and, you know, they do their thing and she's talking about the workers. And then she finishes her speech by saying, workers of the world unite, which is, of course, the last line in the Communist Manifesto. And I tweeted at the time, that's got to be the first time that Karl Marx has ever been quoted in an Oscars acceptance speech. And ironically, it's Barack and Michelle Obama's production company that produced that movie.
Are you surprised that they come out and say things like this? This is their night, and they feel, for some reason, they feel that they influence the rest of America by the things that they say.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix, when he went on about artificially inseminating cows.
Right, which is interesting.
By the way, does anybody have any doubt that Marianne Williamson wrote his speech yesterday? I mean, it was totally...
You know, but you have to understand, to be that brilliant an actor as Joaquin Phoenix is, you have to be a little quirky. I mean, really.
He admitted it.
Yeah.
Al's a little quirky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix is one clinical diagnosis away from being institutionalized.
818, Congressman Lee Zeldin's going to join us. Let me go to Professor Finch on the air. Charlie, always great to hear from you. What's on your mind, my friend?
Joe, all my friends in Little Korea near Madison Square Garden are celebrating Parasite. I'll get to Parasites in a moment. Count Basie from Red Bank never took a solo, went to Kansas City and learned his minimal style from another pianist, Jay McShann. Together they created the Kansas City sound, like the Kansas City Chiefs. Want some good news, Joe? For the first time in 4 years, the deep state and their allies, the Trump haters, are not investigating President Trump. Why? He's a germaphobe, and he can fight the coronavirus very effectively. He and his new friend, CIA Director Gina Haspel, just took out Al-Qaeda's number two, Al-Rimi, in Yemen. Good stuff, right?
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Right on the money. I mentioned that before we went off the air yesterday. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Hey, you know what? Let's take a break right now. If you want to hold, I'll try to get to the calls ASAP. Appreciate you calling on a Bounce of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us momentarily. Right now, Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go out to the Taconic South, right at the Croton Reservoir Bridge. It's an accident. Southbound Thruway slowing down by exit 13. Accident on the shoulder. Then busy right into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 45, lower level, getting reports of an accident now as well. 40 to the lower level. Let's go to the inbound Lincoln. That's 35. Holland still 25 in from both approaches. Major problems on 80 West, getting out toward exit 58 in Patterson. All lanes closed with a collision there. Eastbound 80 by 61 in Elmwood Park. That's an accident involving a bus. The right lane getting by only, so really tough on 80 through Patterson this morning in both directions. New Jersey Turnpike car lane south by 14, a disabled vehicle. Stop and go on the Belt West at Bay 8th with an accident there. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Forest Park Drive. A collision. LIE West getting out toward Kew Gardens. An accident. Stagnant Coast North by the Southern State. Another crash. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Congressman Zeldin will join us momentarily. Thank you, Debbie. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you something back. He loves you for listening to the radio. He loves you for listening to AM 970, The Answer. You can get spectacular discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listeners specials. You get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. Got it. Bed sheets. Got it. Pillows. Got it. And so much more. For example, Mike is offering you a first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. What do I got to tell you? You got nothing to lose. Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets. Please go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. You can enter the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. The promo code is AM970.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to GetMySilver.com, Gold Co., the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to GetMySilver.com right now. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to GetMySilver.com. GetMySilver.com. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. GetMySilver.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, can I tell you about De La Russo Laser Vision? They're a family-held and owned medical practice that specializes in LASIK as well as eye exams, contact lenses, regular frames, lenses, cataract surgery. Your one-stop eye center is right there. I went to Bergenfield, man. I had the best time with Dr. De La Russo and Jeffrey and Stephanie and Dana and Chris and Dr. Bowser. This is, you. If you have anything with your eyes, any issues with your eyes, you got to go to De La Russo. You know you do. And you got to meet Dr. De La Russo himself because his name has become synonymous with LASIK. He is the pioneer right there. I want to read the points that they put in front of me, the quote-unquote copy points. But I have to tell you, he told me when he came up with the LASIK idea, he was the first doctor to say, you can go home that day. You don't have to stay in the hospital. He goes, we stay in the hospital, you get an infection. He goes, I want to get. So he went home with his first patient when they did the LASIK surgery, and then he took her home. He said, make sure, okay, she want to make sure with the family that she was okay and she was settled. He personally did that. He wrote the book on all of this. His experience with LASIK dates back to 1990 when he first purchased the first laser in the world and with this cutting-edge technology put into practice. His research led, by the way, to FDA approval for LASIK. So you want LASIK surgery, they've done over 165,000 LASIK surgeries at De La Russo, and 98% of the patients are treated C20/20. Got to get over to De La Russo if you want LASIK surgery. Please. Don't look at some of those other discount LASIK. You don't want to mess with your eyes. You want to go to De La Russo. Trust only the best with your vision, please. Call De La Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with the man, Dr. De La Russo. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, delarusso.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're the flagship station for Salem Media and proud to be 50,000 watts screaming out of New York City and online all around the country, all around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Congressman Lee Zeldin is one of the good guys. He really is. He's one of the fighters for you down there in D.C. He represents New York's 1st District on Long Island. Congressman Lee Zeldin, welcome back to the show, Lee. Always great to have you with us, sir.
It's always good to be with you, Joe. Thanks for having me again.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on. So the State of the Union, you were there, Congressman. I am so amazed. I've known Donald Trump 40 years. Lee, I tell you this all the time. I've known him forever. He's really transformed into a great president. I don't want to alienate all the socialists listening out there now, but he crushed it at the State of the Union. How could you criticize that, Lee? What was with Nancy Pelosi, man?
It was almost too good, really, because they want to take him down so badly that when he is delivering these unifying lines, unifying facts, unifying tributes, they are so reluctant to participate and embrace it because they're afraid that they might help Donald Trump get reelected. But what they don't realize is that the way that they refuse to participate with those moments, that they're actually showing their own pettiness. They're turning off an independent-minded person out there who wants to see people working together to move our country forward.
And he was saying facts. That's well put, Congressman. The president was saying facts about the economy, about jobs, about the low, incredibly low employment rates with blacks and Latinos and women. And the women stood there when he's talking about great he's doing for women. They just sat there. And then to turn it over is free scholarships to acknowledge General McGee, the Tuskegee Airman, and his great-grandson. I mean, and then to see, you know, and I don't want to get upset about it because I think she wants us to get upset. But and I have to ask you this because you're there and you see it. Does Nancy Pelosi, and I say this respectfully because I've met her, she was always nice, but she seems completely unhinged and really not well now, Lee. What do you see when you see her face-to-face, sir?
I agree. I mean, one of the things that I've noticed that she's doing more of lately, and just to be honest in answering your question, is she's kind of talking to herself now a bit when she just stands there and takes things in. And listen, I'm someone who believes that when you have a speaker, a majority leader, and a majority whip with a collective 100 years of service in the House, that maybe it's time to allow someone else in their ranks the opportunity to lead their party. And that kind of a change would be good. And that's regardless of how, you know, whatever it is that, you know, that she's experiencing these days being, I mean, she has to be somewhat burnt out by the way that the far left of her party has taken over her party, has rolled her in many respects. And you have these majority makers who are Democrats in districts that Donald Trump won in 2016, and they're unable to go back to their constituents bragging about all of the good things that they helped get over the finish line because the party's been hijacked. And, you know, for someone in Pelosi's position who's been around, you know, she's been around a while and she has experience, that's got to be difficult for anyone who's any type of a leader to see that particular state. And maybe it's time for her to turn it over to someone else who, you know, will have a new perspective and maybe will do a better job.
I know. And excuse me, but correct me if I'm wrong, Congressman, but President Trump is the president. I mean, she's acting like the other boys. Oh, Nancy Pelosi said this. President Trump is the president. He's the president of the United States. And you're such a good guy, Lee. You really are. I mean, you're a veteran. You're a great guy. Because I know, I see you. We talk. That's a great observation. That's a very kind observation, that Nancy Pelosi talking to herself. Because I hear in your voice, we feel for her. She's going through some kind of very stressful time. It's unfortunate that she has to, you know, take the country down with her, at least attempt to do that, sir.
Well, you know, when I was in my first term, that was the last 2 years of Barack Obama's time in office. So I attended his last two State of the Union addresses. I never thought of boycotting. I never thought of walking out. I wasn't trying to impeach him from office. And when I was sitting there at the State of the Union address, I was listening to him as my president. I didn't vote for him.
That's right.
I strongly disagree with him on issues. But if he said something I agreed with, it was my job, it was my duty to embrace that outreach. That's my job as a member of Congress, as an American. And I would say to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle who sit on their hands, the better thing for them to have done would have been to embrace the low unemployment numbers for these different, you know, whether it's you know, the women numbers or the veteran numbers and some of the other numbers that were said, embrace it. And if you want to, if you want to let politics play into it, you know, that one of the things that you hear them say sometimes is, thanks, Obama. You know, they like, as if Donald Trump has had nothing to do with it, and somehow Barack Obama's policies have everything to do with it. But, like, at least let's have that debate instead of you just sitting on your hands altogether. It makes you look silly and petty.
Yeah, it's so true. And I see that you've had a and Republicans have had a bump in fundraising due to impeachment. I mean, wouldn't it be ironic if the result of impeachment was to hand control of the House back to the Republicans? What are you thinking, Congressman Zeldin?
Well, I remember back in 2008 here in New York. I know you have listeners all across the entire country and beyond.
Yes, sir.
In 2008 in New York, there was a battle for control of the state Senate. And I remember people saying, if the Democrats take over the state Senate, this is what's going to happen. And people, it was hard to feel that, to visualize it, because it wasn't something that was actually playing out yet. Maybe it was an empty threat. Well, anyway, the Democrats took over the state Senate, and they started raising taxes. It was like 124 new taxes and fees, and then it flipped back in 2010. So back in 2018, when Democrats were trying to take control of the House of Representatives, we were saying all across the country, listen, these Democrats have pledged to resist, oppose, impeach, and obstruct everything and anything. And if they take over the House of Representatives, they are going to set our country backwards, obsessed over trying to take this president down.
Yeah.
So it was one thing in 2018 to say it. Yeah. People might have had a hard time visualizing it or yet feeling it. But I would say right now, after what we just went through with impeachment, people are ready to take back control over their government and their country's future. And they don't want to see, you know, the Adam Schiffs and the Jerry Nadlers and the Maxine Waters with gavels anymore.
Yeah, well said, Congressman Lee Zeldin with Joe on the Radio, 833. Appreciate you joining us this early in the morning, Congressman. Mitt Romney, what is this guy's problem? Why can't he just stop? Why can't he just sit down? I mean, why does he feel? And we all know it was for attention. It had nothing, his conscience. And then, you know, I'm a strong man of faith, Lee. I know you are, too. Don't use that. The president was right when he said, don't use your faith as an excuse. And that's exactly what Mitt Romney did. Yes?
It kills Mitt Romney that Donald Trump was elected president and Mitt Romney wasn't.
Yeah.
And that's Yeah. And it really gets to the heart of it.
So true.
Here you have a grown, successful, wealthy man sitting there as a freshman in the United States Senate who still doesn't understand exactly what happened in 2012. And if he wanted to know exactly what happened in 2012, he could sit down with you, he could sit down with me, and we tell him all about it. But listen, there's a difference between the Iowa State Fair where Donald Trump is offering rides to kids in his helicopter versus, let's say, arriving in a helicopter and not providing the rides to the kids. The difference is Mitt Romney is a wealthy man, but he approached his policies too wonky, and he didn't embrace his own success. So in a way, people started to resent it. And on the other hand, Donald Trump came in 2016. He spoke in a way about his policies that people understood, that they wanted, and they were living vicariously through him. They were living the American dream through Donald Trump and the Trump family. And it was just – it's the little things. And fast forward to 2020, you have that vote in the Senate. This man who's a sore loser, who's upset that he didn't get elected president of the United States, is acting out. And it's shameful. It's historically shameful. It was a fail. And the rest of the Republican Party is united in Congress, really, you know, with a lot of frustration that Mitt Romney chose to go that way.
Yeah, they criticized President Trump, but look at what Nancy Pelosi, look at Mitt Romney, childish behavior, inexcusably childish behavior. Hey, Lee, before you let you go, thoughts on the president's proposed budget, sir?
We need to get serious about our deficit and our debt. I don't believe that 2020, going into an election, that you're going to see much progress, unfortunately, on it, which is unfortunate. But in Donald Trump's second term, and hopefully with a Congress that's willing to work with him, we need to start tackling these deficits and the debt for the next generation. So listen, there's going to be items in there that you'll disagree with, that I'll disagree with, that, quite frankly, though, people within the administration might have different disagreements on. But it's the responsibility of the president to put out a policy to have that conversation. But, listen, and I said the same thing when Barack Obama was a president. The appropriations process starts in the House of Representatives. The president will make his budget policy statement. We'll have a debate over it. And ultimately, it's going to be up to the voters to decide this November on the larger issue of telling those who represent them in Washington, that they have a mandate to start getting serious about, finding common ground to work together across ideology and party line to start seeing deficits go down and to start tackling our debt. And that's what this document that the president puts out, it's a conversation starter. It starts debate, but ultimately the voters have the most power here.
Common sense of Congressman Lee Zeldin. Lee, we love having you on the show, man. Thank you for your service in the military. Thanks for your service in D.C. And keep the fight. And let's talk very soon, sir, if we can.
Look forward to it. Have a great day.
You too, Congressman. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there represents New York's 1st District right there on Long Island. He's one of the great ones, doing a great job down there in Washington. Hey, Lauren Conlon's going to join us. She's the host of the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast. We'll be talking the Academy Awards with Lauren and Michael Goodwin, the one, the only chief political columnist for the New York Post, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And you always, I see the calls. I will get them when I can ASAP at 877-970-2990. On the Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by right across from me. He's got the headline news for you, live and local, on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials across Long Island reacting after two New York City cops were targeted by the same gunman over the weekend. And before allegedly walking into a Bronx precinct early yesterday and injuring an officer, the armed man identified as Robert Williams fired on two cops sitting in a marked vehicle only 12 hours earlier. Due to the incident, Suffolk County PBA President Noel DiGirolamo is encouraging local officers to remain extra aware and stay safe. Suffolk County Executive Stephen Ballone praising officers who leave their families every day, not knowing what dangers will come of protecting and serving. The Suffolk County Police Department announced yesterday it stands by the NYPD as it copes with the shootings. The death toll from the 9/11 terrorist attacks keeps rising. Two New York City firefighters who got ill from their work at Ground Zero after the terror attacks passed away on Friday. Officials say 63-year-old Richard Jones and 74-year-old Paul Dio Jr. both retired about a year after 9/11. Hundreds of first responders have died from being exposed to toxins at Ground Zero during the rescue and recovery effort. In sports, Knicks 4-game winning streak over. They lost to the Hawks in double overtime, 140-135. Rangers over the Kings, 4-1. In the XFL, the New York Guardians now 1-0. They won their first ever game yesterday. They knocked out the Tampa Bay Vipers, 23-3. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening here on the northbound Van Wyck getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. Accident taking a lane. Delays back by the Belt Parkway. It's busy on the eastbound BQE up past the LIE with a crash over there as well. Pretty busy on the FDR Drive south down through the 30s and the Deegan North at 179th. Accident northbound New England Thruway by Pelham Parkway. A crash over there. Traffic is still moving solely on the southbound side of the Thruway as well as you get down through that Yonkers area and getting down in toward the Deegan because of an accident there as well. Taconic south of the Croton Reservoir Bridge, a collision. Inbound GWB 35, inbound Lincoln 40, Holland still 25 in, 80 west exit 59, accident on the shoulder, 80 east accident cleared over in Elmwood Park. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Lauren Conlon in the studio. We're going to talk Oscars in a second. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature because I worry about you and I love you, and you know that. And we gather around this kitchen table every morning, and we hash the issues, good, bad, or indifferent. I come before this microphone as an oasis. We could talk out our problems. And I appreciate, by the way, your input. And I worry about you keeping yourself healthy. When Frankie Fiburo's Morano said, try Balance of Nature, I go, yeah. And I know when I tell you about Balance of Nature, yeah. I got it, Joe. Will you call this morning, please? I'm going to tell you an incredible offer you can get. And with Balance of Nature, it's antioxidants. It's health in a vegetarian capsule. It's not a vitamin. Vitamins, you eliminate most of it. It's all filler, and it will upset your tummy. I know. I live this. This is my life. I'm a supplement king. I know it. You know what? Like Frank said, I'm a genius when it comes to this. But you know what? I'm a stable genius when it comes to this. I know what I'm talking about. Balance of Nature.
I said when it comes to music.
Oh, I thought about it. You see,
you're anything but stable when it comes to this stuff.
Can I take a little dramatic license there, Frank, a little bit maybe? Oh, sure. Okay. So listen, now, Balance of Nature is offering you free shipping and 35% off. Free shipping and 35% off your new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Will you at least try it this morning? All right. There. So now I know. I'm a guilty guy all the time. Now I know. I told you what could make your life better with mental clarity, making your skin feel better, your hair feel better. And it's all with Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. We even made the number for you so you can remember. 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. The discount code is The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve. Bado.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, you will get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. But first five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. This is Iggy. This is Carmelo, Chester. This is Chris and Johnny. Route 22, Iggy Giuffre, one of the great individuals on planet Earth, a dear personal friend. He will take care of you. See, again, I like telling you about things that will help you. Alex Kinsella, when I say 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, I'm telling you 0%. Then Alex wants you to experience the smart way to service, so they came up with this to get you over to Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. If you just, one of the first five callers, next 5 minutes, you just got to call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's the family over there. You say, I heard you on Joe, and I want my free multi-point inspection. I want my free oil change, and I want my free filter. Joey Generosity. 855-621-9949. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Wow. 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 Lauren Conlon gets Jeffrey Lyons music. Wow. Lauren, that's like
the Academy Awards, right?
I'm going to hear. Jeffrey's going to let me know about it, but you deserve it, girl.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Graduate of a great school, Marymount. God bless you, Marymount, Marymount Manhattan.
Yes.
One of the great colleges.
Yes.
You were in the theater program there.
I was. I did the theater program for 2 years.
That's
and then
hard
I
to
did,
get into, Marymount.
It was. And, you know, I decided that actually my passion is communication, so I changed my major halfway through.
Which is another great, you know, great
yes.
major over there.
Yes.
But what do you have to do? What kind of plays were you doing, Lauren, before we get into the Academy?
So, oh gosh, I was actually a big musical girl, so I was doing a lot of musicals.
Oh, wow, mm-hmm. girl. Favorite musical?
Company, by far.
Really?
Stephen Sondheim.
She knew it. Yeah. Glad you thought about it for a
I'm
second.
I'm a theater nerd. I mean, you know, I don't even have to think about these
you
things.
You know, I mean... I did. I was on Broadway. I say this, you know, facetiously, but with pride, I was on Broadway. We did Grease, the musical.
Yes!
Which was great. And, you know, we did.
It's
and
great.
I played Vince Fontaine. So I went to Broadway with great respect for the Great White Way. Mm. And I was just doing, like, this fun, silly kind of role. But that's tough. For 8 shows a week, girl?
It's a lot.
Oh,
and Vince Fontaine's a huge part.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
you.
A big
thank
part.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
it takes a lot
Fontaine.
Of energy and a lot, you know. So, no, it's a great role.
But always respect. And also respect for, I always say, and I'm going on a couple of news shows later, and I want to say, because they want to have fun with the silly things that happen at the Academy Awards. And the caveat I have to say, and I have to remember to say this when I'm over there.
Yes.
Hollywood is one of the hardest working towns in America. One of them. Mm-hmm. It's like a blue collar working town. It's hard to tell people
yeah.
that. They are up on ungodly hours. They're working 16, 18 hour
sure.
days. And right.
Sure.
Not no, but just going on a blank screen, writing a script. Mm-hmm. But then when you, because I've been on the sets, it's tough. The stuntmen to shoot Quentin Tarantino's
yes.
film. Did you see the setups on that?
I mean, yeah, that was a great film. Brad Pitt, super happy for him. Cliff Booth, you know, the role of a lifetime for him, right?
How about that being as good as any Hollywood royalty role? I mean, and I knew, and they would make Brad Pitt always, he's too handsome. He crushed it.
He did crush it.
Crush
and, you know,
it.
he's looking a little rougher with age, I will
I love
say.
It.
He's still
think,
ruggedly handsome,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
but, you know, he...
Not unlike Al Gattulo. I understand that our news...
Stop it.
Ruggedly handsome.
He is. And, you know, super happy for him. I think this was definitely his year. It was his first Academy Award with acting. He won an Academy Award as a producer on 12 Years a Slave a few years ago.
Wow. Good
yep.
for you. I did not know that.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought... It was this year. I thought he kind of, you know, ruined his moment a little bit with mentioning the impeachment. I don't know. He did not have to do that. You know, his SAG award, he was funny. He poked fun at his love life. Everybody loved that.
Yeah.
Right? Super funny. Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, no. And then I felt like the audience felt the same way. Totally fell flat.
Yeah. And Joaquin Phoenix, that was like being in a therapy session.
Oh, my goodness. That was completely insane. That rocked me. I was like, oh my gosh, I thought you were a little, you know, off, but this was, and
no.
I appreciate him using his voice for the voiceless, as
yeah,
he said,
yeah,
but
yeah.
a lot of us watch yeah. the Oscars just to escape reality.
So true.
Right?
That's
we
so
don't
true.
Want to hear
but
about.
He was, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
because,
of course.
But he did say, I know I've been difficult to work with and I apologize. I thought that was so.
He called himself a scoundrel.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
I
yeah,
was
you're
like,
right,
what?
You're
I mean,
right,
also,
right.
who's a scoundrel? Like, I'm sorry. Who says that? Like,
but I was hoping Leo DiCaprio. I got to tell you, and you know, if you're old like I am, and I look, and sometimes you say, you go, well, he's a good-looking kid. He's Italian. Then I met him. What a gentleman this guy is, Leo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. I mean, a beautiful, literally from Brooklyn, originally. Mm-hmm. But he was in Tarantino's film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought DiCaprio deserved the Academy Award.
You did, okay.
You know, I did. You know, but Joaquin Phoenix, I heard. I have to see. My buddy produced it. He was on the show. He produced the movie. It was.
You have to see it.
Yeah, I got to check it. Not too gory. I just don't know.
It's definitely. It's a little gory. I think you can handle it. I believe in you. but no, I think I actually disagree. I don't think Leo should have won this year. I think Revenant definitely he should have won. I think this year.
Oh, you're
so much.
Good, Revenant.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't win for that.
Actually,
you're right.
You know?
God, you are good, girl. You know all that stuff. I'm thinking about it like that. Hey, and I want the crazy moments where Jane Fonda at the end. What you know? What now? Mm-hmm. Politically, I can't be more opposed to her. But if she was, what did she? Is she that much royalty that they had to hand off Best Picture to Jane Fonda?
You know, that was a little surprising to me, to be honest.
Could she have worked out? Maybe done the Jane Fonda workout?
No, she
made the presentation.
You know, I think she's just one of those Hollywood women. Again, I was a little surprised, just like you.
Meryl Streep came out or someone of dignity and 100%.
And I do think Jane Fonda is very classy, but yes, I was a little surprised that she gave the award for Best Picture. So,
talking to Lauren Conlon, you are so much fun. I may be the only one that actually sat through The Irishman with my 20-year-old daughter. By the way,
I sat through it twice.
I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I thought it was riveting. I thought it was brilliant. I don't mean to offend you if you don't like Robert De Niro because of what he says politically, but I thought he was on top of his game.
Yes,
Joey Pesci. Harvey Keitel.
Yes, it was
Ray Romano.
Of all of their careers.
How great was that?
You know, they pulled Joe Pesci out of retirement. Oh. When are we going to get the gang back together?
Exactly.
Never. Right. Never.
I thought it was great. And I think the juxtaposition of watching Marty Scorsese fall asleep during Eminem.
Oh, my gosh. He was so funny. I mean, did you also see how Bong Joon-ho made him cry during his speech?
That was adorable.
He actually said during his speech for accepting Best Director, you know, he gave Marty a shout out and he said a quote that he said, and you know, he had his head in his hands and he was tearing up. It was very sweet.
Wow. So, yeah, that's good. And Scorsese, whether you like him, Marty, or not, I mean, tell you that team and just, I mean, Al Pacino. And it was interesting. They were talking about how Al Pacino never worked with Scorsese before.
You don't even think about that,
yeah,
right?
It was great. Yeah. So you were pleased with the way the Academy Awards went. I thought it was a pretty good production all in all.
I did. And, you know, if I was a betting woman, I would have put my money on 1917 for Best Picture. I didn't want it to win, but I wanted Parasite. But only because the way the night was going with Laura Dern, Renee Zellweger, everybody winning, you know what I'm saying? So I was pleasantly surprised when Parasite absolutely swept.
Renee Zellweger's speech was great. I know we got a breakout, but her speech was great because she went through the whole film crew, which was just so smart and respectful, and then nailed it with Judy Garland at the end.
100%.
Judy never got this award.
I could not agree more.
Yeah,
that was
great.
That was awesome.
But 1917, holy moly. I thought Mendes would win. I thought he was going to win.
Yeah, I thought the movie was fine. I appreciate good cinematography. You know, But war movies, they don't do it for me. They've been done before, right? You know? I don't know.
You are so cute. You sound like my kids for crying out loud.
But I appreciate it.
1917's World War I, honey.
It's a good movie. I just... Parasite, man. I was so happy. I'm a happy girl.
And great for the South Korean community, which was great. Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lauren, you got to come back. Lauren Conlon, entertainment correspondent for the host of the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast. A great title of the show.
Thank you.
All the very best, Mary Mountain. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Debbie Duhaime at 8:52 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Joe, let's go to the Sprains South at 100C. Accident in the right lane. It's busy on the New England Thruway North up by Pelham Parkway with an accident there. 80 West, exit 59, accident on the shoulder getting in toward Patterson. 80 East, accident in Elmwood Park, finally cleared. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 40, Holland still 25 in from both approaches. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager doesn't see fair elections from the DNC.
My only agenda on this issue is to figure out how do we have honest elections.
The Democrats do not want honest elections, in my opinion. They are opposed to the idea that you must identify yourself when you vote.
The most solemn thing that is done in a free country
you can do without an ID.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Impeachment, gun confiscation, abortion, open borders. This is the future the left is planning for you, and it's funded by major cell phone corporations. You don't even realize that you're funding the machine trying to destroy our Constitution, our values, and our country every time you use your phone. The big cell phone companies partner with the left. But who's partnering with you? Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is mobilizing freedom with every call you make. Patriot Mobile is the only company protecting the Constitution with every call you make by donating a portion of your bill to conservative causes. Recently, they supported the sanctity of life at the March for Life. All plans include unlimited talk and text, reliable nationwide coverage, and no hidden fees. Don't wait to support your values. Go now to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Patriot Mobile will waive all activation fees, plus get you a free gift. Call their U.S.-based team at 877-367-7524 and talk to someone that shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 00404891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
I can't do it. I can't do it. The knuckleheads, here we go. Corporate is in. Let's keep it down. Keep the tone. Stay focused, Joe. I got this.
What are you going to make for? One more hour.
8:56 with Joey on the radio. It's February. Your New Year's resolutions, they go away yet? No. We want you to get real at Retro Fitness, please. I have just the deal for you. Kind enough to listen to the Piscopo Morano Gotulo Debbie Duhay Morning Show. Now, when you enroll at Retro Fitness, you can sign up for our ultimate membership with a $0 enrollment fee. No gimmicks, no fees. $0 enrollment fee. Just in time to get that summer just right, baby. You know, I'm telling you, you got to go to Retro. We're constantly thinking of ways to give our members the upper hand. So you have this great deal on the ultimate membership that lets you experience everything Retro Fitness has to offer. Top of the line fitness equipment. When I tell you about the fitness equipment at Retro, I'm a gym guy. I know this. You could have the hammer strength for the big boys. I use the Life Fitness equipment because it's less stressful on your joints. We have a big power rack. Then they have the group fitness classes. We were talking about the spin classes. Forget about it. How about hydro massage? Unlimited guest privileges and access to all Retro Fitness gyms. Of course, selfishly, we'd love to see you down in Flemington, New Jersey. You can grab a body, head to Retro Fitness to grab a buddy and your body and head to Retro Fitness today. Go call now, Stacy, standing by, 908-238-3695. 908-238. I can't look at Al. Stop it. Just stop it. I'm holding up a what is this pad called? Legal pad, and I'm blocking Gattulo's vision because he makes me chuckle. And he just busts my chops. He's like Vinnie Lapone. Vinnie Lapone in junior high school is behind me, and I got the more trouble because of him and Alan Conley. 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. I want you to get real with Retro Fitness. Check out retrofitness.com, please. But we'd love to see you down there in Flemington, New Jersey. Joe Lumberg, there's my man. Joey, how are you this morning, my friend?
I'll have to send him another picture then from the pool. How about that? That'll distract him.
Come on. You are my man, Joe. Joey, weather-wise, what do we got?
I've got your back.
Oh, you are the best. We got the snow, rain. What's going on today? Kind of weird out there, huh?
Had a little snow early this morning, but it's all rain now. We're going to see rain at times today. And temperatures this afternoon, upper 40s. We'll be in the upper 40s tomorrow with some more rain at times. More rain returns for Wednesday night into Thursday. That's really cold at the end of the week.
All right. Well, Joe, you are good. Right on the money. Quick to the point. We appreciate that. Joe Lundberg right there. Michael Goodwin is one of the brilliant legal minds on planet Earth. He is the chief political columnist for the New York Post. And we're going to be talking about Democrats, the Donald Trump impeachment trial, and more with the great Michael Goodwin on the radio. Coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
43 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A homeless man already accused of robbing a West Hempstead bank, now wanted for robbing it a second time. Police announced yesterday Ramel Nellis allegedly went into the Roslyn Savings Bank on Hempstead Turnpike Saturday, passed a note to a teller demanding cash. Cops say he was arrested on January 8th for purportedly robbing that bank and a second bank in Valley Stream. Officials say there are active warrants out for Nellis's arrest, who currently remains at large. The Solar Orbiter on its way to the Sun, the joint research project of NASA and the European Space Agency, lifted off from Cape Canaveral Sunday night just after 11 p.m. Eastern. The $1.65 billion mission aims to give scientists a better understanding of what drives the Sun's dynamic behavior. In sports, Hawks beat the Knicks in double overtime, Rangers over the Kings.